A new federal rule bans smoking in public housing nationwide. The notice was released Wednesday by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and it'll take effect in 18 months. But Alaska is looking to do it a lot sooner, in 5 to 6 months.
April or May, when it's a little warmer and people can adjust to the requirement that they have to go outside to smoke.
Kathy Stone is the director of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, which runs public housing throughout the state. The federal ban applies to lit tobacco products like cigarettes, pipes, and cigars. It doesn't apply to electronic cigarettes, but the state is leaning towards eliminating those as well. Smoking marijuana in public housing is a federal offense, regardless of state law. Stone says the reason Alaska's ban would come early is because the state's public housing has already been developing its own non-smoking policy.
It's very expensive to turn a unit after someone's been smoking in it. You know, sometimes you have to replace the carpet, you have to paint the wall multiple times.
All that work can cost an extra 30 to 50% and tack an extra 2 to 3 days onto the time required to flip a non-smoker's unit. Alaska Public Housing wants to offer resources like hotlines and classes to help people quit smoking when the ban takes effect. Those resources would vary by area and by interest.